You're listening to the David Knight Show. Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, November the 14th, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Today, the jury goes to deliberations in the Roger Stone trial. And based on what reporters that we have there have told us, who have been monitoring the trial, who have been monitoring the reactions of the jurors, and of course, as we've reported many times, no Republicans allowed. It's not disqualifying if you're a high-ranking official in the Obama administration. No problem at all. You hate Trump? Yeah, that's no problem. We'll put you on. As a matter of fact, you know, your husband can be part of the group that's involved in investigating, beginning this investigation. That's not a conflict of interest either, according to the judge. And as our reporters observing the trial tell us, the judge has pretty much excluded any black men from being on the jury because black men understand what it's like to be railroaded in court. Thus, it's all pretty much mostly white liberal women who work for the federal government. If you work for Obama, Clinton, the intelligence community, that's fine. No Republicans allowed. And as the observers are seeing the trial, they say the jurors, for the most part, are just seething in hatred at Roger Stone. I mean, this is a witch trial, folks. If there ever there was a witch trial, if ever there was a political persecution, this is it. This is the other show trial. And it's another example, you know, when we look at this, the whole pretext of this is that Roger Stone was lying to Congress in order to try to help President Trump get elected, except President Trump was already elected when Congress called him in to talk to him, first of all. Secondly, do you remember that guy who lied to Congress and the American people? James Clapper? Nothing ever happened to him. 5 years, statute of limitations went by. Nothing ever happened to him. Who was he lying to protect besides himself because he committed crimes? Do you remember James Comey saying, Hillary Clinton committed multiple felonies? My wife and I were watching that live. I said, I can't believe they're actually going to come after Hillary Clinton. And then immediately he said, no, we're not going to come after Hillary Clinton. It wouldn't be in our best interest. You know, we've got two tiers of justice here. We've got to preserve this. Hillary Clinton can do anything that she wants. And so in this trial, very similar to what's going on in the trial with President Trump, one person testified, well, I was in the car with President Trump and he got a phone call from Roger Stone. Yeah, they talked a lot. And he said, I'm assuming, I only heard one side of the phone conversation. But I think that was Stone giving him information from WikiLeaks. How do you know? It's just like what we're hearing in this so-called impeachment trial. And it's not a so-called impeachment trial. They will probably do impeachment there as well. It's a foregone conclusion because it's a political persecution. James Comey's not going to come after Hillary Clinton for violating national security, both in quantity and quality, unlike anybody has ever done before. Nobody has violated things that are above top secret like that, that she had access to. Just putting them out there, violating everything. The entire structure of what she did. Setting up a site called ClintonEmails.com. Come and get them. I mean, that is nothing other than an electronic dead drop, if you know what I'm talking about. You know, the spy movies where they come in, they sit on the bench, they put the microfiche or whatever, microfilm, in a newspaper, set it on the bench, somebody else is sitting there, and get up and leave it sitting on the bench, the other person takes it. Well, that's what she was doing with her emails, quite frankly. But they would then, Comey said, don't you try this at home, and immediately he came after a sailor who took pictures of his bunk as a souvenir on a submarine, Christian Saucier, sent him to jail for years. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
It's Thursday, November the 14th, year of our Lord, 2019. I'm David Knight, your host. Now, today, the jury goes to deliberations for Roger Stone, and based on what our reporters who are on the spot tell us, they expect the deliberations to be very brief. This is a show trial, another political show trial. It's the other political show trial, as I tweeted out today. Absolute nonsense what is going on with this, just as we see with the Trump impeachment trial. As our reporters tell us, as these jurors, who again were screened by the judge, mostly white women, didn't want to have many blacks on there, especially black men, because they're going to be more, the defense believed that they were going to be more understanding of how people get railroaded in a our justice system. So it's mostly white women. Working for the federal government, working for the Obama administration, Clinton administration, intelligence community, seething with hatred toward Roger Stone. One exception was an 85-year-old black woman, and she seemed to be very sympathetic as Roger was speaking and others. She fell down in the hallway and is now being replaced. So predictions are they expect that there will be convictions on many of these six charges of lying to Congress. I just want to read you some of the things that Roger Stone's attorney has said, Bruce Rogow. He said the government's assertion that Stone lied to protect the Trump campaign is absolutely false. He said it makes no sense. He said the campaign was long finished. President Trump was president when Roger Stone testified before Congress in 2017. So he said, why would Stone lie? The whole pretense of this political persecution of Roger Stone. It's a persecution. It's not a prosecution. The whole pretense of this was that Roger Stone was lying to help President Trump get elected. Why would Stone lie? Why would he make stuff up? There's no purpose, no reason. There is no motive for any of this. And the defense attorneys also talked about Credico. And you remember the headline from a few days ago. Roger Stone's trial may turn on the drunken texts of a comedian, and that would be Randy Credico. The defense attorneys said Credico played Stone, made him believe that he had back-channel capabilities with WikiLeaks. There's no question that Randy Credico misled Roger Stone, said Roger Stone's attorney to the jurors. He said prosecutors are asking jurors to draw inferences from emails and text messages that lacked any content. And did not show context, I should say, and did not show anything illegal or malignant. He said, while Stone and Trump talked on the phone multiple times in the summer of 2016, there's no evidence of what the two had talked about. How can you draw an inference when you have no idea what was said on these calls? The most they have is one person say, well, I heard one side of the phone call and the president was talking to Roger Stone. So I'm assuming that they were talking about WikiLeaks. Does that sound familiar? Does that sound like exactly the same tactic that they're using against President Trump? Well, I heard one side of the phone call. President Trump said, who is that? I don't even think that they were involved in that. But it shows that they have exactly the same tactics. I would be so cynical to say, is it any accident that Roger Stone's trial is happening at the same time the Democrats are rolling out this impeachment show trial? Do you think that's a coincidence? Do you think it's a coincidence? Do you think it's a coincidence that they have this? Well, you know, we've got some texts, and let me give you the context for this. And we have somebody who heard one half of one phone call here. I think he ought to go to jail for this. And yet, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, we had James Clapper, director of intelligence. And he was asked by Senator Ron Wyden, are you illegally spying on Americans without a search warrant? And you've seen that clip so many times, I'm not even going to play it for you again. He hems and he haws, and he looks like he's the worst liar you have ever seen. But he's a liar, nevertheless, James Clapper is. But now, you know, he's on network TV, he's a commentator, it's okay. They let 5 years go by. As a matter of fact, Michael Hayden, very angrily, at a Washington and Lee law school conference, and I've played that clip many times. Michael Hayden is there, and he's got behind him an announcement talking about how he's going to be addressing people, you know, making a speech to the law students. Michael Hayden, who was director of both the NSA and the CIA at different times. And the announcement of his speech had one all-seeing eye right there behind him the entire time. The son of a gun is talking. He's got the all-seeing eye behind him. Just in case, you know, just for just a little bit of a hint, illustration of what this guy's about. And when I deconstructed that a couple of years ago when that happened, it's kind of interesting, you know, when these guys go to universities, they tell you some interesting things like Pompeo. Yeah, we lie, we cheat, we steal. We have classes on that. Michael Hayden said, I blame Ron Wyden for that. He knew what James Clapper was doing. He knew that he was spying on Americans. Every one of those senators there knew that. All of their staff knew that. Why did he have him commit perjury? Just think about that. It's Ron Wyden is bad for pointing out, you know, for having him either admit that he's breaking the law, put him on the spot. Are you violating the law and the Constitution? No, I'll lie about it. So I'll commit perjury. That's okay, because the Congress is not interested when James Clapper and the intelligence community spy on Mr. and Mrs. Verizon. There he is right there. And you can see, well, it's right behind him. You can't see it because of that David Knight logo that's there, but it's there. There it is. Yeah, you can see that eye. they're not interested when the intelligence community spies on you without a search warrant. They're not interested about the violation of law, of Constitution. They're not interested when the guy commits perjury about that. But, you know, if they want to get even with President Trump and anybody who worked for him and supported him, this is what this looks like with the Roger Stone trial. Now, as USA Today is pointing out, they said, an acquittal could reinforce Trump and his allies' longstanding claim that the Russia probe was a witch hunt meant to hurt him politically. Well, I would say that a conviction would do the same thing. Because if you look at this trial, and we're going to talk about this, Alex Jones is going to join with a short report of what he has talked to reporters about that, to summarize that as well at the bottom of the hour. This is as shameful as anything that's happening with the impeachment trial. And they're going to make a lot about this. They're going to use this witch trial here, this witch hunt trial, this kangaroo court. They're going to use that as a to bolster their impeachment of President Trump. That's what this is all about. That's why these things were timed to happen together. They delayed this for quite some time. When Roger Stone was coming up for trial, I thought it was really surprising that they would take so long to do this, but now it makes perfectly good sense. So we'll have that verdict for you if it comes out very quickly, as we expect it will. And we'll also have that report at the bottom of the hour from Alex Jones. We'll also be taking a look at some of the highlights from yesterday. We had Jim Jordan really nail this ambassador, and there's some information about that ambassador. And of course, we've now had, yesterday morning, we had Rand Paul go on radio in the Washington market there. And he named, he used the C word, as they say. He who shall not be named, the quote unquote whistleblower. Yeah, he put his name out there. Eric CIA Ramella. Yeah. Chiramella. And, we're going to also talk about the other coup that the CIA's involved in. You haven't heard too much about that one. You know, Bolivia. But, you know, they do coups everywhere. That's why they're doing one here as well. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That keeps going around and coming around, doesn't it? And history, sometimes it repeats itself, sometimes it rhymes. Sometimes it comes with a C word, the CIA. And we had Rand Paul, who in the past had said, why don't you just print the name? Why won't the media print the name? The only people that would print the name for a while was Real Clear Investigations. They said, this is the most open secret in Washington. Everybody knows it. Everybody is saying it. Nobody will say it on air. Nobody will put it in print. I mean, we did. I think maybe Breitbart did. Maybe Daily Caller. I'm not sure. But the checkmark media would not do it. The checkbook media would not do it. The Mockingbird Press would not do it. Operation Mockingbird, the CIA's program to control the news, to control the narrative. And so Rand Paul has been saying, well, why won't they put this out? And we have multiple times. I've been calling him Eric CIA Ramella, also pronouncing his name, Chiramella. Yesterday, Rand Paul named him publicly. He was on a radio program, DC's radio station, WMAL. He said, I think Eric Chiramella needs to be pulled in for testimony, and then I think it'll be ultimately determined at that point. But I think he is a person of interest in the sense that he was at the Ukraine desk when Joe Biden was there, when Hunter Biden was working for the Ukrainian oligarch. So simply for that alone, I think he's a material witness who needs to be brought in. And he said, I think the whistleblower needs to come in because he needs to be asked about, did he know about the conflict of interest, said Rand Paul. So he said he was also there during the time that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden working for $50,000 a month for a Ukrainian oligarch. So he needs to be asked about that. The reporter had asked him, he said, is it your understanding, Senator, that Eric Chiramella is the whistleblower? And that's when he said that. I think he needs to be pulled in testimony, Eric Chiramella. Now, Schiff has warned the committee not to reveal the whistleblower's identity. Or are you going to do what exactly? He can't do anything to Senator Paul. Absolutely cannot. You know, the amazing thing to me is the silence on Fox News. I can understand why CNN and MSNBC would carry water for him. But when you look at what is going on at Fox News, when you look at Chris Wallace jumping in and trying to pretend that there was something relevant and new that came out of testimony yesterday. We're going to play the clip for you from Jim Jordan doing a questioning of the ambassador that was there, the Ukrainian ambassador. Yeah, there was nothing new except for the fact that he was completely exposed by Jim Jordan. And yet Chris Wallace at Fox News, oh, yes, this is really damaging and new stuff out there. No, it's not. As a matter of fact, Lindsey Graham, you know, Adam Schiff is warning people, don't say the name. Fox lawyers are warning people, even Sean Hayden, don't say the name. I mean, come on, seriously. There is no, and as I said before, that is taking a political side when you do that. There is absolutely no lack of journalistic standards when everybody is reporting it, when Real Clear Investigations is reporting it. And I read you the report. Now 16 days, America held silent, okay, except for Rand Paul and us. The checkbook checkmark media will not say the name. Why is that? I mean, all they have to do is say, he's been widely alleged. And we have many people who have told us that this is the whistleblower. And just if they don't want to do that, if they don't want to go with anonymous sources, do they seem to have a problem with anonymous sources when it comes to President Trump? Absolutely not. They are afraid to use anonymous sources to report the other side of the story. Does that show you that they're taking one side of the story? When you've got real clear investigations going on record with a detailed report about why he is the whistleblower, and they're afraid to say he is the alleged whistleblower, alleged by these other people who have the guts to put it out there? It's absolutely amazing that they would do that. And it's amazing to me that the Fox hosts would bow to that as well. What are they going to do, fire Sean Hannity? He's bigger than Fox News. They can't do anything to Sean Hannity any more than Adam Schiff can do anything to Rand Paul. He doesn't have any power over him. I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me how people will bow down for their jobs and deceive the American public. And make no mistake about it. If you don't give people the truth as you know it, you are deceiving them as a reporter. You may not agree with me, but I'm not going to hold information from you. I'm not going to not tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you why I think it. You can agree with me or disagree with me. But I'm not going to lie to you because I want access or because I want a job or anything else. It's just amazing to me that people do this. It's one of the things that makes me so disgusted with this so-called profession of journalism. I'm as disgusted with the news industry and all the stuff that just keeps coming out. I imagine you are too. I think that's one of the great services that President Trump has done us, is that he got these people in their bitter hatred of him to show us what they're really made of and how they make the news. But I look at Washington, what is going on there. I never thought I could have a lower opinion of Washington and the justice system and the news industry than I had. It just keeps hitting all new lows. And when we look at what is going on in Washington, I just want to remind you of that other coup that is happening this weekend, not just the one against President Trump, the second attempt at the coup against President Trump, but also we had a coup in Bolivia. And as I said, history doesn't exactly repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. Back in 1951, Iran elected a secular democratic president, Mohammad Mossadegh, and he lasted for 2 years because he was talking about changing the deal that they had with American and British oil companies in that area. He was going to renegotiate them, or he was going to nationalize the oil in Iran. And so the CIA put together Operation Ajax, and the CIA, with the British intelligence, just like they're trying to move President Trump out of office right now, the two of them. You've seen this, right? This is, I'm not telling you anything new. You've been watching this for 3 years now. How Langley and London were putting together dossiers and all this other kind of stuff, floating it back and forth, the CIA people and John McCain and others to take out President Trump. Well, they did the same thing to the Iranians. They did a coup. They removed him from office and they put in the Shah of Iran, trained his secret police to torture and brutalize people. Very ruthless regime. Now they've done it again in Bolivia. The difference is that it's not, see, history doesn't repeat itself. Bolivia doesn't have oil. What they've got is lithium. Lithium to make electric car batteries. And Bolivia said, well, you know, we have this deal with this German company. We're going to set that aside. We're going to either renegotiate that or nationalize it. And boom, he is gone. Removed by the CIA. How about that? We'll be right back. Alex Jones has comments.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video, and that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever, and that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I was saying at the top of the hour, we expect the jury in the Roger Stone trial going to deliberation today. The people who have been observing it, observing this kangaroo court, this travesty, this political show trial, the other political show trial that's going on, that, of course, the two are tied together. They use exactly the same types of tactics. Well, you know, I think he got a phone call, and I heard one side of that, and so I'm assuming that this was, nefarious and so forth. The slander from Steve Bannon, does not like Roger Stone. It's amazing what has happened to this. As they say, you know, Washington, you want a friend? Get a dog. Because, I mean, everybody's got the knives out, stabbing everybody in the back. It's absolutely amazing. But this is totally a total travesty, a rigged process by the judge. And I've got a report from Alex Jones, who has been talking to reporters as well there. Let's run Alex's report about the Roger Stone trial.
Alex Jones here with NewsWars.com and Band.video with world-exclusive information and analysis from inside the Roger Stone show trial in D.C. under Obama hanging judge Jackson. I have spoken to multiple reporters that were inside the courtroom, and I have spoken to the Stone camp. I can tell you that the jury is going to deliberations at 10 a.m. this morning. The main trial proceedings with the defense and the prosecution rested yesterday afternoon. It is a large jury made up of mainly Obama and Hillary administration officials. I've been told by people very close to it that as soon as they can speak, they will, that it is unbelievable. At the tip of the iceberg last week was the former high-level Obama official whose husband worked in the Justice Department on the Mueller probe, that others were allowed to stay on the jury, who obviously had just as big conflicts of interest. Almost the entire jury shakes in hatred at Roger Stone, virtue signaling and showing, you know, they're open disgust, completely unprofessional. Roger has a stiff upper lip about all this. He knows he's done nothing wrong. And you know, he believes the American people and President Trump will realize what happens if he is convicted on any or all of the six counts. But I can tell you that all the money is on the fact that he's going to be wrongfully convicted today. This jury is not going to be out very, very long. There was one older woman, very old, 85 years old, we're told, who would show that she was sympathetic towards Roger. She magically fell down somewhere in the hallways yesterday and hit her head and was reportedly bleeding everywhere. No one knows exactly what happened, but she just fell down and hit her head. And now a special alternate juror has been brought in, and so we're going to see what happens there. But a very, very ill-fated omen. So many other things have transpired, but I can tell you that if Roger is convicted, the new battle cry, you're hearing it here first, will be free Roger Stone. So you're hearing that here first on the David Knight Show, right here on the InfoWars TV radio network. Also, there has been pretty much a news blackout on the Stone trial starting a few days ago as the impeachment started up. They don't want to look at Russiagate anymore because everybody knows that's a hoax. They have moved on to the new hoax that the wheels have also come off on, the whole Ukraine situation. Now we have Adam Schiff in the Intelligence Committee running this. It should be on the Judiciary Committee. So he doesn't know who the whistleblower is now that Senator Rand Paul has demanded that the whistleblower, Eric Sierra-Mella, come forward. That's because he's obviously been ordered, as we predicted a long time ago, to basically trigger the first false report. There are no firsthand witnesses. It is complete vapor. Getting back to Roger Stone, we're going to have exclusives as soon as the verdict comes in. I will be able to tell you everything that we know. I have several of the reporters lined up for the show. If Roger Stone is able to speak, he is going to be on my broadcast today. If it breaks while David's still on, he will be here on the David Knight Show. If it breaks during War Room or breaks during Firepower later in the evening, we will reportedly have that exclusive. There's a lot of other facets to this. They've allowed protesters against Stone and Trump on the courthouse steps and a big inflatable rat. They've given power to the rat, a power plug-in there to the courthouse, but no one is allowed to even have a sign in support of Stone. They will be arrested. So this is just a few of the examples of what's going on. The jury is going to deliberations 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central. We'll be covering it all here, and there is action, legal, lawful, peaceful action planned if and when he is convicted as well. People need to be ready to mobilize to a certain spot in D.C. I would imagine people can put two and two together, but we need to really call on the chief executive to pardon Mr. Stone in the next phase, if that indeed happens, which is like night following day, in my opinion. So, free Roger Stone. You see it up at David Knight's Twitter. Please get it out to everyone you know and tell them that the truth is still being broadcast and that the globalists weren't able to censor us completely, and we are fighting back at band.video. Now back to David Knight and his live reporting.
All right. Thank you, Alex. That was Alex with an update as to what's going on there. And, of course, as you were saying, you haven't heard as much about Roger. But, of course, you know, they've got President Trump in the crosshairs, and they are playing this up. And understand that I believe this is going to be used to smear President Trump. And that's really what all of this is about. They know they're not going to get an impeachment. And as a matter of fact, I've even seen some analyses by not only Jonathan Turley, but other people saying, is Nancy Pelosi maneuvering? Jonathan Turley said, well, you know, this is a very narrowly defined attack against President Trump. They can't get very far with this. And others have gone in and saying, you know, maybe Nancy Pelosi, a master politician that she is setting Adam Schiff up. Go ahead, make your best effort there. And then when the whole thing fails, it'll be on him and not on her, so she can then unify the party. Because she has the radicals in the party, AOC, the squad, who are pushing very hard for this. So this is kind of her bone to them. She knows it's not going to go anywhere. I mean, she's been around. She was there, for the impeachment of, Bill Clinton, where, you know, the House, put together the stuff, but didn't make it past the Senate. You can indict somebody. That's the impeachment process. It's just an indictment. And so you can impeach somebody, and then you have the trial in the Senate, and it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate. And I think they know that as well. But the point is that they want to try to smear President Trump. That's the only thing that they've got. The economy is doing very well. And so, as some people have said, if they can't impeach President Trump, will they collapse the economy? That's the next thing that they have to pull on us. Because if they can't collapse the economy and people are doing well and feel like things are going well for them, you're going to have a replay of what happened with Bill Clinton. And again, he actually did commit a crime, a very obvious crime that even Ken Starr, it's amazing to me to see that Ken Starr is now a Fox News analyst. I'm as amazed at that as I am that Brennan and Clapper are allowed to be analysts. Of course, you know, they push a certain political point of view that is favored by the network and so forth. But, you know, Ken Starr basically, he didn't prosecute Bill Clinton. He covered up Bill Clinton's crimes. He couldn't walk away from the fact that Bill Clinton had lied about a consensual affair. That was perjury. You know, like James Clapper did. I guess it is to the credit of Ken Starr that he didn't let that perjury go like they did the obvious perjury of James Clapper. But that is what they're coming after Roger Stone for. And yet, you know, they let James Clapper walk. They did impeach Bill Clinton, but Roger Stone didn't lie to them. Now, that's the bottom line. He didn't lie. This is them trying to determine whether or not he lied. It was no question that Bill Clinton lied. There's quite frankly no question that he committed violent rape and that they were involved in a lot of financial and monetary corruption as well. Ken Starr let that pass and then defended Epstein.
InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super silver whitening toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates, as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We had a very long statement yesterday at the opening of the public show trial about President Trump. And started to cover it live. I'm sorry, I just can't take any more of Adam Schiff. It's grandstanding. And so here's the bottom line, folks. We've got AP News and Fox News's Chris Wallace. I think this is very, very damaging what happened yesterday. As we had William Taylor, a diplomat in Ukraine, talking with Adam Schiff. And other people were saying, no, there's no real surprises, no bombshells, said a committee member, Representative Chris Stewart, Republican from Utah. The top Republican on the panel, Devin Nunes, said that Trump had a perfectly good reason for wanting to investigate the role of Democrats in the 2016 election interference. And that's exactly right. When you've got the information that we have about what Hunter Biden did, what Joe Biden did, as Joe Biden was bragging like a mafia boss to the Council on Foreign Relations about how I told him, you get this guy fired. You know, it's investigating my son's company here. You get him fired. I'm leaving in 6 hours. I want this guy fired. You know, we got that $1 billion that we're about to give you. Well, we're not going to give that to you if this guy is still a prosecutor in the 6 hours before I leave. And so, you know, when you have that kind of thing happening, wouldn't you think? You know, as Alan Keyes is on, I think it was last week with me, he said, look, the president is the executive. The president is over everybody in the executive branch. The attorney general, the Department of Justice, is under the president. It's part of the executive branch. That means that the president is the chief law enforcement officer. He not only has a right, but he has a duty to investigate corruption. And he has a duty to investigate that corruption, even if that benefits him. Whether or not the corruption of somebody else benefits him or is to his political detriment, the president has a duty to investigate corruption. Now, I know the Democrats don't think that, because the Democrats don't believe that anybody in their party can commit a crime. And because the Democrats are constantly coming after people with political persecutions, they believe that any persecution of them, you know, because it's just a given that they're corrupt, right? So any prosecution of them is a persecution. That's the perspective of Democrats. And that's from the leaders of the Democrat Party all the way down to the rank and file. They all believe that Democrats are perfectly entitled to take money, to take bribes, to intimidate other countries for their own personal benefit. That's not a problem. You should not investigate them. And if you investigate them, you are the one who needs to go to jail, who needs to be impeached, and so forth. But that's not the way that really should work. The president should have investigated Biden, whether or not Biden's corruption was to his advantage or disadvantage. And not only does he have the right and the duty to do that, but what was said is not really bombshell. He was actually repeating what was already known about the July 25th phone call, what was already in the transcript. He allegedly overheard President Trump on the phone asking about the investigations, but it's not actually this guy who heard it. He said, the member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations. An update to the previous testimony he gave behind closed doors last month. He said Sondland told Trump the Ukrainians were ready to move forward, and after the call, Holmes asked Sondland about Trump's thoughts about Ukraine. And as I said, this is very much like what is being construed in trying to convict Roger Stone. You got somebody who was there and says, yeah, Roger Stone called President Trump. Well, he called him all the time. And President Trump called these ambassadors all the time as well. And you've got somebody there who hears one side of the phone conversation because they're there in the room. And then they jump to these conclusions. But the person who heard that is Sondland. A member of my staff heard it. See, it's hearsay. Just like this complaint is hearsay. Was this guy the guy who made the complaint? No, actually it was Eric CIA Ramella. But Chris Wallace at Fox News thinks that this is very damaging. He says, I think William Taylor was very impressive. He basically gets a thrill up his leg, kind of like, you know, Chris Matthews does about Obama. You know, whenever Chris Matthews would hear Obama talk, he'd get this little thrill up his leg, he said. And now Chris Wallace is getting that when he hears the Trump critics. He's getting a thrill up his leg. He says, I think he's very non-political. He went out of his way to talk about what he knew and what he was specifically testament to. It also doesn't hurt that he has a voice like Edward R. Murrow. Yeah. Control yourself, Chris. You got that thrill going on your leg. He is a pretty impressive presence up there. Oh, man, this guy. He just loves him. Chris Wallace just loves him. And what he had to say was very, very damaging. But he is a very impressive witness with a voice like Edward R. Murrow. However, one person was not very impressed about this. Jim Jordan was not very impressed. He says, I'm sorry, we've got six people having four conversations in one sentence. I got a couple of clips here of Jim Jordan. Let's play number four first. Jim Jordan talking about his memory of events.
President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released.
Wait a minute. And the aid got let's stop that and rewind that. I think he was he inhaling helium there at that point? You guys just playing that at the wrong speed. Can we get that, you guys? Okay, you got it ready? All right, let's play. This is Jim Jordan without the helium inhalation. Let's play Jim Jordan again.
President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of Biden's before the aid got released. And the aide got released, and he didn't commit to an investigation.
Mr. I was not wrong about what I told you, which is what I heard. That's all I've said. I've told you what I heard.
And that's the point. What you that's heard did not happen. It didn't happen. You had three meetings with the guy. He could have told you. He didn't announce he was going to do an investigation before the aide happened. It's not just could it have been wrong. The fact is it was wrong because it didn't happen. The whole point was you had a clear understanding that aid will not get released unless there's a commitment. Not maybe, not I think the aid might happen, and it's my hunch it's going to get released. You use clear language, clear understanding, and commitment. And those two things didn't happen, so you had to be wrong.
Mr. Jordan, the other thing that went on when that assistance was on hold is we shook the confidence of a close partner in our reliability. And that's
not what this proceeding's about, Ambassador Jones.
Has expired. Ambassador
that's not what this whole thing started on.
Time of the gentleman.
Yeah, well, you know, did you notice how nonpartisan Taylor was? Yeah, oh, this testimony was tailor-made, wasn't it? Tailor-made for exactly what Adam Schiff wanted. And then Jim Jordan cut right to the heart of it. Do you guys have that clip ready? The back and forth with Jordan? All right, let's play that clip.
They'll say something like Ambassador Sondland said in his deposition, where he said Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 2019 in connection with Vice President Pence's visit to Warsaw and a meeting with President Zelensky. And if you can follow that, that's the Democrats' plan and why they want to impeach the president.
Yeah, exactly. And then he got more to the point. He says, you didn't listen in on President Trump and Zelensky's call, did you? And then Taylor said, I did not. And then Jordan said, you've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney. I never did, said Taylor. Jordan says, you've never met the president. Taylor said, that's correct. You had three meetings again with Zelensky, and it didn't come up. And President Zelensky never made an announcement. And you're the star witness? You're the star witness? Do you understand? This is all gossip and from a person who was never there. And yet, Chris Wallace of Fox News said, oh, this is very damaging. It's very hearsay is what it is. This doesn't rise to the level of anything that even remotely resembles the standards of justice. But, of course, that can be said about every aspect of the so-called trial. Just like the so-called trial of Roger Stone. Folks, if you want to keep us here on InfoWars, understand that these multinational corporations and the deep state do not want us on here. That's why they work to purge us off of social media. But we have a Black Friday sale, and we have free shipping and double Patriot points. We have 40 to 70% off many, many products. We got 70% off Survival Shield, X-Ray Nascent Iodine, but we've got 50% off Brain Force, Knockout, Survival Shield, our toothpaste, our Nano Silver toothpaste, Super Blue toothpaste. Take a look at the specials at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is, they were outnumbered, and the general was told, general, we're completely surrounded. He said, good, we can attack in all directions. Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is, there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Defending the American dream. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Jim Jordan just absolutely owned William Taylor. You know, the guy who has a voice like Edward R. Murrow, according to Chris Wallace. The guy that Chris Wallace loves so dearly. I'll give you a little bit more of the back and forth. He says to Taylor, President Zelensky meets with you, Ambassador Volker, Ambassador Sondland, and again, according to your deposition and your testimony, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to investigating Burisma or the Bidens. Second meeting was August 27th. President Zelensky meets with you, Ambassador Bolton, and others. And again, there's no linkage of security assistance dollars to an investigation of the Bidens. And then, of course, the third meeting was September the 5th. President Zelensky meets with you and Senators Johnston and Murphy, and once again, there was no linkage of security assistance dollars to investigating Burisma or the Bidens. Three meetings with the president of Ukraine and no linkage, said Jordan. Is that accurate?
Mr. Jordan, it's certainly accurate of the first two meetings because, to my knowledge, Ukrainians were not aware of the hold on the assistance until the 29th of August.
And Jordan continues and he says, well, President Zelensky had to commit to an investigation of the Bidens before he got the aid released. And then the aid got released, and he didn't commit to an investigation? You understand? I was not wrong about what I told you, because that is what I heard. In other words, that was what he heard hearsay. Hearsay. Secondhand information. I've told you what I heard. And Jordan shot back and said, and that's the point. What you heard did not happen. It didn't happen. You had three meetings with the guy. He could have told you. He didn't announce that he was going to do an investigation before the aid happened. He never announced. The aid was released. The investigation didn't happen. What is this all about? Again, as he said, yeah, you didn't meet with President Trump. You didn't listen in on President Trump and Zelensky. No, I did not. You never talked to Chief of Staff Mulvaney? I never did. You never met with the president? No, that's correct. And you're their star witness. You're their star witness. And Chris Wallace is very impressed. Very, very damaging, he says. Now, to be fair to Chris Wallace says that the Taylor testimony was very damaging. But I'm not sure if he said it was very damaging to President Trump. Maybe he just said it was very damaging. We could leave that open-ended, because I think that's the reality. It is very damaging. But, folks, I had mentioned just before we went to break, I'd started to get into this coup in Bolivia. And I think it's very important because you have to understand how the CIA works. And as I've said before, we were warned by the founders of this country that the instruments of defense abroad would be used as tools of tyranny at home. Right? And that's exactly what has happened. We've had the CIA overthrow so many governments over the last 60, 70 years. They now feel that they're entitled to overtly overthrow our own government. And they just did it again. Most Americans don't remember what happened in Iran. They don't remember why the democratically elected president of Iran was overthrown in 1953 and the Shah of Iran, a despot who was subservient to the corporate interests of America and the CIA's people, why he was installed. And why he set up a very repressive regime. And they've done it again in Bolivia. This time, not for oil, but for lithium. And I've said before that the reason they said we're not getting out of Afghanistan is because of the lithium. Yeah, you know, it's kind of interesting. As we went into Afghanistan, the Taliban, for all their other problems, they did crack down on the development of poppies used for opium production and various opiates. But after we got there and started guarding the opioid fields for them, the poppy fields for them to create opiums, we had an opium epidemic, and they shot from about 10% of the world's supply up to over 90% record supply every year. They've also got lithium.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to have Gerald Celente join us at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, we are listening for any verdict that may come out of the Roger Stone trial, as the rigged jury has now begun deliberations about 6 minutes ago in Washington, D.C., filled with people from the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, intelligence community, mostly white liberal women. That's exactly what they were looking for. absolutely amazing. The fact that they would take anybody who supports Roger Stone, and they've got to go, you know, way, way, way down there, out of sight, just like they do with protesters at the Democrat and Republican conventions. They know how to control speech, don't they? Yeah, we have free speech zones at the Roger Stone trial, just like we do at the political convention, just like they tried to set up at the Bundy ranch, you know, out in the middle of nowhere. The middle of nowhere. I mean, they got this cordon out there. You know, if you want to have free speech, you go here. And somebody, and they actually printed up a sign because, you know, it's the federal government. They have unlimited amounts of money. So they went to some printer and they got a machine printed sign that said free speech zone. And they had the plastic orange, you know, flexible fence stuff that they use for controlling silt at construction sites and that sort of thing to cordon off that area. And we got there and looked at that, and already somebody had done a handwritten sign and put it right next to it and said, free speech is not an area. Oh, it is to the federal government, and it is to their corporate lackeys. It is an area, and that they will confine you to. They claim, the digital public square. It is now a company-owned thing, and as I've been saying over and over again, and we saw just this last week, within the last week, we had in Toronto a release of a yellow paper from Google. Somebody got, whistleblower got that, exposed what they were doing there. And it showed that they were working to have complete control of the police and the court systems, that they were going to have control over whether or not people were allowed to do business in the city. But they wanted to have the city carved out for their complete control, like Walt Disney did with Disney World in Orlando. They will be the government, and they will watch everything that you do, and they're going to set it up with social credit systems just like the Chinese government did. And they even said, you know, if you're not a good person, and we will decide who a good person is or not. Good person is somebody who likes Google and Sundar Pichai. So if you go along with them, if you don't criticize them, that's fine. You know, you'll be allowed to get into their centrally controlled cars. I will not call them autonomous cars. What we have now are autonomous cars. It's automobile, self-mobile, and nobody else is controlling my car but me. But they will be centrally controlling the cars with their 5G as they're radiating and killing you, most likely. I mean, there's a lot of concern about the health effects of it, but I can tell you there's no question at all. And I do believe that they're, that we ought to do some, this is the biggest experiment of, mass radiation on the public that we've ever seen, but they don't respect your life. They don't respect your liberty or your life. And 5G is going to be used to destroy both of those. And so in this last week, we've seen the fact that they're moving that to Detroit, to Denver, to Alameda, California. They're pushing for governmental powers as they survey everything that you do. And then we found out that they, with Project Nightingale, they got a cloud contract with a large network of Catholic hospitals, and they started grabbing data about patients without telling the patients or the doctors. Because that's their business model. And then the next day we found out that they're moving into extending credit to people, just like Apple, just like Amazon. All these, they all want to be banks. Facebook even wants to set up a global currency. I'm telling you, we got to understand what's going on with these technocratic elite. This has been going on. They've been openly talking about it 100 years ago. Elon Musk's grandfather, Technocracy Incorporated. The same exact attitude you'll see in H.G. Wells' Shape of Things to Come, or the movie, Things to Come. Yeah, you know, these guys, we are better than you. We're going to impose our idea of how society should be. We're not going to have any of these elections anymore. And of course, we've already seen that with the bankers coming in, throwing out the government in Greece. We're going to set up our own banker. They call him the technocrat, amazingly enough. The technocratic elite that Zbigniew Brzezinski talked about to usher in a one-world government. And so when we look at what is happening in Bolivia, you had this guy, Morales, secured enough votes to win the election outright in the first round without need for a runoff. Now, his opponent said there was fraud, said there were irregularities, but at the same time, they said he was out there saying these resources belong to the Argentinian people and not to multinational corporations and foreign governments. But now the multinational corporations and foreign governments have overthrown him, just like they did the Iranian president. And most Americans' understanding of Iran only goes back to when they, when the blowback caused them to take over the Iranian embassy, and they blew back and went radically in the other direction. Is that going to happen in Bolivia? I don't know. But let's take a look at what's going on here in America. We have some high school students in Oregon. They're organized by a gay straight alliance club, walked out of school last week to protest the fact that Chick-fil-A was one of many vendors that was allowed to have a food truck at the football games. That is the kind of intolerance that even our high school students are being taught. That used to be something that you only saw the most radical colleges. Then it became pretty standard fare at all the colleges. Now, guess what? These teachers who are teaching your kids in high school, they are the product of those radical colleges, and now they're radicalizing the kids in high school and earlier. So you cannot have Chick-fil-A. They said this is going to produce an unsafe environment for LGB tyranny. The Gay Alliance said that Chick-fil-A supports anti-LGB tyranny organizations and charities. Officials at the high school said the Chick-fil-A food truck will remain, however, at the football games throughout the rest of the season, which is probably only a couple more games. I think high school season ends about Thanksgiving. But they will reconsider the vetting process in the future. They said, we take all these matters of school safety seriously. See, if they're triggered because of Chick-fil-A, then we got to take that seriously. Because, you know, Chick-fil-A might have some unintentional bias or some unintentional bullying just by nature of the fact that they're a Christian organization. And that's really what it is. Because they say on the surface, it's because Chick-fil-A gave money to the Salvation Army and the Salvation Army supports biblical marriage, not Supreme Court marriage. And so they've got to go. But the Salvation Army itself said, We are committed to serving the LGBT community. We provide food and shelter and job training and substance abuse counseling and other assistance. And guess what? Google gave $1.5 million to the Salvation Army. Are they protesting Google? No, they're not. Oh, we all know that Google is not a Christian company. But Chick-fil-A has made no secret of the fact that they're going to close on Sunday because they want their employees to be able to go to church. Chick-fil-A responded, said the 140,000 people who serve customers on a daily basis represent and embrace all people, regardless of race, gender, ethnicity, sexual orientation, or gender identity. And not only that, but customers like it. They've been given the top rating in Market Force's annual survey of America's favorite fast food chains. They have leapfrogged to number 3 from number 7 in just the last year, partly because of blowback, that other kind of blowback. And in 2016, a healthy eating site called Eat This, Not That rated Chick-fil-A's grilled chicken sandwich as the best food sandwiches anywhere for healthy eating. Simply put, order this every time. Made with natural ingredients we can get behind, they said. But I guess you could say the LGBT don't like natural ingredients. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, 9 others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said, it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
So we have high school students now doing walkouts because they don't like Chick-fil-A. A government school in Portland. It's Portland. It's in Oregon. That may not be Portland. I just assume that it's Portland, but there are other crazy places on the west coast of Oregon. There are some sane places in the rural areas. If you want to know what your kids are learning, it's not just what they're being taught in school. You need to pay attention to the monolithic message that they're getting from the media. For example, in Argentina, Sprite, which is wholly owned by Coca-Cola Company, has produced an ad that celebrates mothers who encourage their children to be transgender. They launched a new LGBT ad campaign. The new ad shows a montage of adults helping kids prepare for an LGBT pride parade in various ways. They show a mother putting makeup on her teenage son. You can see that right there. Isn't that nice? Isn't that sweet? Another apparent mom aids her daughter's attempt to put on her binder to flatten her breasts and to help her look like a boy. Other images depict what appears to be a grandmother helping her young grandson dress up as drag queen, a father who watches his supposed son head toward the parade with his gay partner. And they play the music from Carousel, You'll Never Walk Alone. Folks, what they're doing here is they are not only creating gender dysphoria on these kids, they are also giving us a love dysphoria, a parental dysphoria. They are shaping and reshaping our society, our culture, our children's minds. And this is being put out by Coca-Cola. Just remember that. Just remember that. Another reason not to get Coca-Cola, as you see there in that meme. Not only does it rot your teeth, but it rots your culture and your soul and your mind as well. It's absolutely amazing. What they're saying, and this is an article from Activist Mommy is a saying of this. She said, the tagline is pride. What you feel when someone you love chooses to be happy. So you can't be happy unless you are gender dysphoric. Nobody, you know, God got it all wrong. He didn't give you the right gender. You got to be something else. And we're going to pretend that there's multiple genders as well. Now she says, Elizabeth Johnston of Activist Mommy said, Sprite is essentially saying, if you aren't like these people in the video, you aren't loving. That's a completely false narrative. It's not loving to do that to your children, quite frankly. I think as I've said before, I think it is psychological abuse. I think it is spiritual abuse. And I think it sets them up to be sexually abused. And that's why our government schools are doing it. It's exactly why our government schools are doing it. Why else would you do this to children who are kindergarten? It's because you want to get rid of the age of consent. They began sexualizing our kids with heterosexual sex education at inappropriate ages, and we had conflicts with parents who pushed back against that. They were told by the judges, I've mentioned this before, in loco parentis, we will operate in place of the parents. And once you have dropped your kid off to the school, you have abandoned your child to the state, and we'll teach them anything we want about sex. And the guy was saying, well, I don't think it's appropriate to teach my 8-year-old about sex. It's too early. They're not even thinking about this now. Oh, no, we're gonna teach them not about heterosexual sex. We're going to teach them about Sodom and Gomorrah sex. We're not slouching towards Gomorrah anymore. Alicia Keys, evidently a singer, somebody that I'm not familiar with, blames America after her 4-year-old son rejects rainbow nail polish because, you know, we oppressed him. We oppressed him. It's not her problem. It's not her problem. She said, after he painted his nails, he went to a nail salon. She said that he wanted to get his nails painted. And then after he painted his nails, he looked at me and said, Mommy, I don't want this on my nails. And I was like, but why? And he goes, well, you were good. And he was like, people aren't going to like it. You know, he kind of realizes that he's dressing up as kind of a freaky circus clown or something, you know. But this is the kind of mommy that takes her kids to the drag queen story hour. As I said yesterday, we've got to defund these libraries, these pathetic, sick libraries, these anachronisms from another century. There is no reason to have a government-funded library. They're an anachronism, just like the circus. And like the circus, it's filled with a bunch of painted freaks, like Pennywise, who go by indefinite pronouns. Is Pennywise male or female? I don't know. I haven't gone to see the movie. I have no intention to going to see the movie. First one or the second one. Anyway, she goes on to say, he's 4 and he already understands the concept that somebody's going to judge him because he chose rainbow color on his nails. I'm not judging him. I'm judging you, lady. People like you who psychologically manipulate your children because you want a virtue signal to the entertainment business that you're down with their agenda, with their corporate government agenda to sexualize children. You want a virtue signal about this. This is why you're putting this out there. And it's why you do this to your kids. You're pathetic. You're nothing but a pimp. Pimping out your child to the entertainment industry. Pimping out your child so you can make money. Alicia Keys. It's pretty obvious when you see something like happened in Dallas. We got a Dallas woman in custody Monday, accused of trafficking and selling an 11-year-old family member for sex at various North Texas hotels. This woman, who is 29, now Alicia Keys is 38. This 29-year-old woman is accused of trafficking a 16-year-old family member who has been shopped out along with 11-year-old. Or no, she's been doing this there was a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old. Every 2 weeks since her birthday in March, the 11-year-old was forced to have sex with men. Now, this woman, the difference between this woman in Dallas, who was arrested for prostituting her family members, the difference between her and Alicia Keys is that Alicia Keys is paid a lot more. This woman sold out for cheap. She should become a singer. And she should do this. She'll make a lot more money from the entertainment business. They'll pat her on the head. I mean, the entertainment business has been going down the sewer since Summer Redstone took over MTV. Destroyed music, now they're destroying our kids' lives. I sound like a grumpy old man, don't I? Well, let's talk about grumpy. Disney Plus. And I think that'd be called Disney Minus, actually, because, first of all, they had nothing but tech problems when they tried to roll it out. And now they've got some content problems. Maybe instead of calling them Disney Minus, maybe we just ought to call them D Minus. How about that? I think that's being a little bit too generous, though. I think they actually get, Disney actually gets an F on this, not a D Minus. But now they're putting a warning, content warning, on classic content. The stuff that used to be part of America. You know, Davy Crockett? No, that's, outdated cultural depictions. You know, Johnny Tremaine? You don't want that. I mean, that's a bunch of white guys with guns fighting for liberty. You don't, I mean, can't have that. And they're real upset. I mean, they're upset with Lady and the Tramp. Why? Because it features the song, We Are Siamese, If You Please, by the Siamese Cats. That's culturally stereotyped. And so they put trigger warnings on it. They say, this program is presented as originally created. It may contain outdated cultural
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their end game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War. When 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines, more than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver Toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech. And to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Joining us now is Gerald Celente. And, of course, you can find Trends Journal, which is what he publishes, looking at coming trends, both economic and geopolitical. You can find Trends Journal, get a sample of that, some sample articles at trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. You can also find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. And you can also find him living in New York, surprisingly enough. I wanted to talk to you, Gerald, about Mayor Bloomberg. who has now filed to run for president in Alabama. I'm sure that he thinks he's going to do really well in Alabama. It's just they had an early deadline. And so he's thrown his hat into the ring, but he's kind of holding back because he's not going to be in Iowa and New Hampshire, I believe. He's hanging out, not getting into the debates. I mean, is he worried that he's going to be as unpopular as de Blasio? Hey, Gerald, what do you think what do you think about Bloomberg?
You know, he's an arrogant guy. I mean, was he worth about, 50-something billion dollars?
Yeah.
And these billionaires give back chump change, by the way. No, he's an arrogant guy. You know, this is the guy, by the way. You know, I'm sure he'll get a lot of the minority vote because he's the one that really increased that stop and frisk.
I'm sure he's dearly loved.
Yeah. And so, no, he's not going anywhere. You nailed it when you said he'll be as popular as that other low-life piece of garbage, crap, scum, de Blasio. You know, these guys, all they are egomaniacs. And they could care less about the people. All they care about is themselves. And their egotistical, BS. And you're seeing the same thing with that other little low-life piece of garbage, that Jamie Dimon, the head of the gang, the J.P. Morgan Chase gang. This guy's all over the news now. And here's another boy born on third base and thought he had a home run. You know, his daddy, there's this whole story about, how he got his way up. Harvard, Princeton, Yale, bullets, bombs, and banks. He's a member of the club. His daddy was a senior VP with American Express, and he got into the whole deal. With Citigroup. So again, it's these arrogant billionaires that are telling us all what to do, how we should do it, when we should do it, and name the country. Look what's going on down there in Chile. Oh yeah, they got that other guy, a billionaire down there. What's his name? Panera. No, mm-hmm. Not the bread guy. The other one. another billionaire, and the people have had it. They've mm-hmm. had it. And the arrogance of these people, because they got money, they're going to tell us what to do. Yeah. Come over here, little Bloomberg, and give me an order and make me follow it. No, 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 boy. Get your little henchmen away over there. Oh yeah, you little low-life cops over there that are so tough with us. Why, you bend over and suck up to them. That's what I think of Bloomberg, and that's what I think of the disgusting police force that supports these little low-life slime balls.
Yeah, I just talked last week about Elon Musk's grandfather. The reason Elon Musk was in grew up in South Africa was because the Canadian government arrested his grandfather because he set up an organization called Technocracy Inc. Incorporated. And they believed, like H.G. Wells and these other elitists, that we all ought to be ruled by technocrats, just like the technocrats kicked out the elected president of Greece and put in a banker. They even called him a technocrat. And then, we have Bloomberg come in because he's got a lot of money. He is somebody who ought to tell us what to do. I mean, this is a recurring theme. But, Gerald, I'm really concerned because we've got Google that is actually literally – setting themselves up to have company towns across the globe. They've already started in Toronto with Sidewalk Labs. They've now announced that they're going to roll this out in Detroit, Denver, Alameda, California. They're going to be given corporate governance of these areas, just like Disney has in Central Florida, and they're going to set up a Chinese-style social credit system to punish people, withholding credit for them, withholding jobs from them, if they don't like what the people do. I mean, this is the way these guys are thinking now, all across the board.
It's a takeover. It's a complete takeover.
It is.
As I say, all we become are plantation workers on the multinational plantation of Slavelandia. That's all it is to me. And I've had it with these arrogant little boys, and I had it with a lot of these cops. They're so tough with us. Boy, how many drinks did you have? Get out of your car, stand on your head, and repeat the alphabet backwards, and then they lock you up for little garbage, But boy, mm-hmm. oh boy, did they bend over for the big guys. They salute, they roll out the red carpets for them, they protect them, and they go after us. And what really makes me angry about them is that, hey, boys and girls, you're one of us, remember?
That's
they
right.
will
That's
dump right. on you as soon as they can. They think you're garbage, and all you are doing is robbing us of our rights so you could protect them. Hey, how about them protecting themselves? I got it. Hey, Bloomberg, put a no bullying zone around you and get rid of them, those bodyguards you got.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's so proud of his stop and frisk stuff. As a matter of fact, he said, well, I made a mistake when I let people go for nonviolent crimes associated with marijuana. That's the biggest mistake I've made. And I said, when I looked at it, I said, well, he thinks that's a mistake because that's the only time he's ever supported anything like the liberty or the Constitution. But then he comes back and says, yeah, stop and frisk, I got that right. Do you remember Adrian Schoolcraft there in New York City? Does that name sound familiar to you? He didn't get a lot of press coverage, but he was a police whistleblower pushing back against stop and frisk and against police harassment for minor petty crimes. While they let people go, if they would do things like steal cars or commit violent crimes, they would talk to the victims and try to talk them out of pressing charges because they didn't want to look bad on the FBI's crime statistics. So they'd let the real crimes go, and then they would hassle people for this kind of stuff. And Adrian Schoolcraft blew the whistle on that. You remember him? Does that name sound familiar?
No, it doesn't. I don't remember him.
Yeah, he was a guy kind of like Frank Serpico. But unlike Frank Serpico, he didn't get shot in the face. Instead, after the police found out that he was wearing a wire for several years, and his father, Adrian Schoolcraft's father, was a cop, and he wanted the police to protect people. He got punished. Yeah. They made him walk a beat. And he said, I like that because that lets me get to know the people in the community. And well, so when they found out about that, police chief came to his apartment. And they took him and committed him to a mental institution. His father, the cop, found a second recorder there and figured out what was going on with him. That's what they're going to do to all of us with these red flag gun laws, what they did to Adrian Schoolcraft.
Yeah, you're right. And it's terrible. By the way, the police up here in Kingston, New York, they're great. That's exactly what they do. They don't bother you for little stuff, and they're only in the neighborhoods where they need them. You don't need cops in good neighborhoods. Let's get this straight. You know, all they're doing, I can't drive from here to Woodstock, which is 15 minutes away on Route 28. If I go 50 miles an hour over the 45 mile an hour zone, there are about 3 state troopers with inside of 15 minutes to pull you off at any level.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The cops over here, they don't bother you for anything in Kingston. They're great. It's what they're supposed to be doing. Protecting the people, but now all they do is they protect the big guys. Oh, and that Jamie Dimon, you're talking about crimes? Hey, how about the crimes that all the banksters commit and not one of them goes to jail?
That's right. Absolutely. We got to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you about what's going on geopolitically. We've had a coup, another CIA coup in Bolivia. This one, Gerald, was over lithium, and we know what lithium is used for. It's used for car batteries. And the president there that was elected, popularly elected, said, lithium, Bolivia's lithium belongs to the Bolivian people, not to multinational corporate cabals. Well, I think the multinational corporate cabals have the last word in this with the CIA. We'll talk to Gerald Celente about that, about what's going on in the Middle East, and financial projections when we come back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. About About a month ago, President Trump announced that he was going to move his domicile from New York City to Florida, where he's always said he planned to retire to. And the left got so excited. They said, oh, he's about to resign and leave instead of facing impeachment, and he's running to Florida. Well, now we know why the president did that. He knew the leftist-controlled appeals courts were going to say that he had to give up his tax returns so they can pore over them and harass every business partner he's got. They want to terrorize people that he's worked with. And by moving his domicile from New York to Florida, that gets around the New York law they passed to get his tax returns that are supposed to be private. So all those people out there holding their breath for the president to resign, in his words, we're kicking the deep state's ass, and he's never going to resign. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Gerald Celente, and I want to ask him, get into geopolitics coming up and also into markets. Before we do, real quickly, we have a market. We have a market that supports everything that we do here at InfoWars. It's InfoWarsStore.com, and we have a massive early Black Friday sale. You know, Black Friday comes very, very late this year. The fourth weekend of Thanksgiving is the fourth weekend of November. So it's going to be kind of hard for people if they don't start it early. We've started it quite a bit early, and so that you can stock up. We've got preparedness products as well as nutraceuticals, natural ingredients that can help you get to sleep, that can help you to relieve stress. Knockout is the product that can help you to get to sleep naturally. Bodies will help you to fight inflammation. Those are 50% off. So is Brain Force Plus, my favorite supplement. Because most supplements, unless it's going to help you with inflammation or sleeping or mentally, most of them, it's going to be kind of hard to feel. You know that you need selenium. We give you a great selenium. It is non-GMO. It is organic. That's why we call it BioTrue Selenium. That is also 50% off. But some of these other ingredients, you can actually feel them as they're working. Knockout, as I pointed out, my wife has a friend whose husband had difficulty sleeping. Nothing was working for him. He tried Knockout. He got the three of the best nights sleep in a row that he'd ever had. And she talked to him after that, and she said, yeah, they decided, well, let me see if it's this stuff or not. He didn't take it for two nights, and he couldn't sleep again. So he went back to it again. You can get that now 50% off. We also have a new version of our Super Silver toothpaste. And, of course, we've had our Super Silver toothpaste in two different flavors, one of them a bubblegum flavor for kids. But both of them have nano silver. They don't have fluoride. They do have iodine, the good halogen. The super silver, nano silver, is a great way to fight infection as well as from bacteria or from virus. Now we have our super silver toothpaste with a whitening ingredient, coral calcium carbonate. And it is now 25% off. Right out of the box, and we have our other Super Silvers discounted to 50%. Take a look at the specials that we've got at InfoWarsStore.com. Not only do we have those deep discounts, 40 to 70% off, we also have free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points to get you discounts on future purchases. InfoWarsStore.com. All right, let's go back to Gerald Celente. And again, you can find Gerald Celente at trendsresearch.com and on Twitter at Gerald Celente. Gerald, we had another CIA coup that happened over the weekend. This one for the lithium, kind of like I said before, you know, history doesn't repeat itself exactly, but it certainly does rhyme. Many people don't remember the fact that we had the CIA in Operation Ajax overthrow the elected Iranian president because he wanted to renegotiate or nationalize the oil contracts with the American and British oil companies. The Bolivian president wanted to renegotiate the lithium contracts with other countries, and he said, we are not going to allow multinational corporate cabals to control our lithium. It belongs to us. And they pushed him out of office right after being elected.
Yeah, it's about, you know, go back, you know, what, 100 years or so? What was it? United Fruit? You know, it's always about the resources, and they make up these stories of why they're going into these countries and murdering people and overthrowing governments. And let's go back to January. It's in our Trends Journal when the coup that the United States is pushing against Venezuela. We heard the former National Security Advisor, John Bolton, it's right in our Trends Journal, saying that we want American companies in Venezuela be in charge of the oil fields where they have the largest oil reserves in the world. And he said it will be good for the American people. I mean, it's right out of his mouth. And you heard Trump say the same thing about with the oil in Syria.
Yeah,
I mean, this is, it's an outrage. Could you imagine?
How does Trump go from one week when he says, we got to bring the troops home, we don't need to be there. And then they spin it and they go, so we're going to protect the oil fields, and the next day we're going to take the oil.
Yeah, I know. Oh, by the way, I have to, you know, I just want to, not to divert, but I find it offensive that you're calling these Black Friday sales. I think that's racially, offensive, and I don't think you should call them Black Friday. And we can't talk about what's going on overseas and say what's going on abroad, because I don't want to get, I don't want to be, this whole Me Too thing. I don't want them coming after me,
I guess we got to change all of our financial terminology. We can't be in the black or in the red either, right? we'd be white or something, because, white is bad. I guess, I don't know. But, at this, not only is it Syria, but we just had a major discovery announced in Iran. They said, hey, we just found another oil field, 50 billion barrels of oil. I mean, it's number two now. They have another one that has 65 billion barrels of oil, but that's more than the known reserves in Alaska new discovery.
As I always said, you think we'd be in the Middle East if their major export was broccoli? Yeah. It's so obvious. And these are criminal acts. We have no right being in, we're illegally in Syria. And I don't want to hear this garbage coming out of these little guys dressed up in their military drag with all their buttons and bows and all their stuff telling me, we're there to fight ISIS. Hey, take it easy, Junior. Right. I don't want any of
they were there to arm ISIS. We all know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
remember
all they were
the
doing.
Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama, how he overthrew the government of Gaddafi. That's who he did it with.
That's right.
In Libya.
That's right. And so as you've pointed out many times, if President Trump wants to tank the economy worldwide and lose the election, he will listen to these people in the Pentagon and blow up the Middle East oil supplies. But apart from that, as we look at this impeachment situation here, I think it's going to be the same thing as we saw Bill Clinton. As long as the economy is good, none of this stuff is really going to matter to any voters. But do you think that the Democrats or the Federal Reserve will puncture the economy in order to make sure that President Trump doesn't get elected? And I'd say puncture the economy because it's a bubble economy.
No, I'm forecasting the forecast now for the futures group is that there will be 50% chance of interest rate cuts in 2020. I say by this time in 2020, we'll have negative to zero interest rates. And the Federal Reserve could care less about Trump. It's the bankster group. They all want to make more money, and all they want is cheap money. And by the way, they're passing a bill that pushing a bill through or trying to in Congress that the highest interest rates they could charge us are 36% because you have these payday loans that are 300. Isn't that great?
You and I both remember when it was usury when they charged more than 10%. I remember when that got taken away. And when they were limited to not charging people more than 10%, the banks were actually paying people interest at the time. I mean, the spread between the two things was really pretty close. Now, you know, they pay you like 1/100th of a percent interest on your savings accounts, but they can charge you 50%. So they're going to limit it back to 36. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
They're looking out for us.
The point also is the Federal Reserve is dumping in $120 billion a day into the repo markets.
Yeah.
And all the repo markets is for the gamblers to get cheap money at basically zero interest rates when you really come out to it.
That's right.
But we have to get paid, you know, what do we, the average cost on a credit card is what, about 17%?
Yeah.
And they get it for free. Going back to Bloomberg, to the Jamie Dimons, and all these disgusting billionaires who get the dough for free while they shove it to us and give us these high interest rates. So to answer your question, no, they're going to keep boosting the economy. That's the most important thing. And by the way, it makes no difference who gets elected, Democrats or Republicans. All it's going to do is be a different leader of the gang. They're gangs. They're murderers and thieves. How much more proof do people need?
That's right. Yeah. You and I remember when anybody charging kind of interest rates that are everybody's charging right now would be considered, you know, mafia. Yeah. You know, that was loan sharking, right?
That's right.
And now they're all loan sharking. You got Apple loan sharking. You got Google loan sharking. They're getting into the credit card business. I mean, why wouldn't you? If you can get money at 0% with your bank connections, and of course they're both partnering with banks, if you can get money at 0% and loan it out at 50%, you don't have to be a genius to become a billionaire. You just have to be corrupt. And connected.
And be a member of the club. Mm-hmm. Like George Carlin said, it's one big club and we're not in it.
Yeah, I'm definitely not in that club. Yeah. I don't get my money for 0%, and I have never seen anything where I made 50% return on investment. Absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for joining us. Gerald Celente, you can find him on trendsresearch.com. That's where you can find Trends Journal. Take a look. He always knows what's coming down the pike. And also you can find Gerald on Twitter at Gerald Celente. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalist.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Again, we are on watch to see if this kangaroo court, the jury has convened in the Roger Stone case, and we are keeping track to see if there is a verdict, and we'll let you know as soon as there is. Stay with us. It's probably going to come out sometime today because, again, that jury is very rigged. You know, we have Adam Schiff, who is threatening people. He warned members of his committee on Tuesday in a memorandum. He outlined the procedures for the impeachment hearings that were going to begin the next, Wednesday, yesterday. And he said, do not reveal the name of the whistleblower. As a matter of fact, in a letter to Devin Nunes, a Republican congressman, Schiff said that the whistleblower would most certainly not be called as a witness. Well, why is that? You might say, well, you can kind of look at the complaint and you see that the complaint is hearsay. He didn't hear anything. He was just told by other people who told him that they were there. Hearsay evidence is not admissible in court. And yet, both of the witnesses that we had yesterday were also hearsay witnesses. If you can't see that this is a CIA coup, just look at the guy's name, Eric CIA Romella. Nevertheless, do not mention his name. Schiff said the testimony from the whistleblower would be redundant and unnecessary, because he wasn't a witness, actually, but then he did call other witnesses who did not witness anything. You know, it's why they call them witness. You ever think about that? Sometimes it's good to go back to the dictionary and look up the words that are used. And we all know what witnesses are, right? Except that if we listen to the mainstream media or Chris Wallace at Fox News, after a while we forget that a witness is actually somebody who saw something. Because that's not the case in any of this stuff. So we've got a complaint. We've got two people that testified all day yesterday, and none of them witnessed anything. And Schiff actually said, I don't know who the whistleblower is. Now, do you believe that? Did Schiff just lie to Congress? Isn't that what they're claiming that Roger Stone did? Of course, we know that James Clapper lied to Congress and the American people. They didn't do anything about that. But they're very concerned that they think, haven't proved it, and certainly, again, all the stuff against Roger Stone was people who, the best that they've got is somebody who heard one side of one conversation. They didn't hear what Roger Stone was saying. But they just assume. Steve Bannon, well, I heard, and I just kind of understood that he was our connection to Wiki. Did he actually do anything for you? Did he actually provide you with anything? Did he actually give you any? No. I just understood that from other people. You see how we have corrupted our justice system now? And so Adam Schiff, play video clip number 2, actually says he doesn't know who the whistleblower is. He just lied to Congress himself. Here's Adam Schiff.
Do you anticipate when we might vote on the ability to have the whistleblower in front of us, something you Of the 435 members of Congress, you are the only member who knows who that individual is, and your staff is the only staff of any member of Congress who's had a chance to talk with that individual. We would like that opportunity. When might that happen in this proceeding today?
First, as the gentleman knows, that's a false statement. I do not know the identity of the whistleblower, and I'm determined to make sure that identity is protected. But as I said to Mr. Conaway, you'll have an opportunity after the witnesses testify to make a motion to subpoena any witness and compel a vote.
Jim Jordan is like, what? He's now telling us he doesn't know who this guy is? That's maybe why they want to keep his name secret, because he was meeting with him. He now says he doesn't know who it is. You know, we got psychiatrists who are lining up, lobbying Schiff. They want to testify about President Trump's mental state, even though they've never met him, let alone examined him. Well, why not? Because we got people as witnesses who never heard anything he had to say. This is the level of what's going on in Washington right now. Just unbelievable. We'll be right back.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true, but I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, what was said by the two quote-unquote witnesses, and we should put witness in quotation marks, just like we should put whistleblower in quotation marks. A whistleblower is when you are a witness, have direct first-hand knowledge of something that is corrupt. Well, the whistleblower admitted in his complaint that he didn't see or hear anything. He was just told this by other individuals. It was hearsay. And we have Democrat Mike Quigley writing, hearsay can be much better evidence than, and he puts it in uppercase, direct evidence. So you can put whistleblower in air quotes, and you can put witness in air quotes. None of that is necessary. Now, this is the world in which these people are operating now. And now we've got psychiatrists lobbying to testify about President Trump's mental health, even though they've never examined him. They've never even met him. And just a reminder that back in 1964, the dirty campaign that was conducted by Lyndon Johnson against Barry Goldwater, and I would say the media as well, because, you know, that below-the-belt commercial about the Daisy, you know, little girl pulling petals off of a daisy, and then they start the countdown. Nuclear weapon, implying that Goldwater is going to do that. He only did that once, and then the media played it for him for free over and over and over again because people called him for it being such a baseless smear. But that wasn't the only baseless smear that LBJ did against Goldwater. Goldwater, the only guy that my dad ever put a bumper sticker on his car for. And they took him down with some very dirty tricks, didn't they? And that was in 1964. In 1973, they were still talking about not only that commercial, that's it right there, not only that commercial that was the way that the media came after him, but also what some psychiatrists did. offering their opinions about Barry Goldwater's mental health, and they had never examined him. And the rule was adopted after mental health professionals went public with damaging opinions, uninformed opinions that they had created without ever meeting or examining Barry Goldwater in 1964. And so in 1973, the American Psychiatric Association adopted what they called the Goldwater Rule. And according to Psychiatric News, the rule says, on occasion, psychiatrists are asked for an opinion about an individual who is in the light of public attention or who has disclosed information about himself or herself through public media. In such circumstances, a psychiatrist may share with the public his or her expertise about psychiatric issues in general. However, it is unethical for a psychiatrist to offer a professional opinion unless he or she has conducted an examination and has been granted proper authorization for such a statement. Oh, but that's not the case anymore. These people don't not only want to overthrow the law, due process, the impeachment process, the Constitution, everything else, they also even want to overthrow their own ethics regulations from their own association. Time magazine reported in 2017 that Trump's opponents in the mental health field have questioned whether the rule should still apply. In an interview, one of them said, who edited a book titled The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump, actually wrote a book about Donald Trump, although never meeting or examining him. Lee was asked about that. I don't involve myself in direct discussions about impeachment or the political process. I just have to say, she said that, he's absolutely nuts. That's her non-professional, unethical opinion, masquerading as if it was a professional opinion. So just understand that. Hearsay is better than direct evidence. You can be a witness without actually having seen anything, and you can blow the whistle without actually having been there or heard anything, even when there is no crime. These are the rules under which we operate. And then you got Adam Schiff committing perjury, saying that he doesn't even know who Eric CIA Ramella is. They should ask Rand Paul, who said the name. He is calling on everybody. Just print the name. He can't even get Fox News to say the name or print the name. The whistleblower, they keep saying. The whistleblower. So I guess, as Lindsey Graham said, I will call Adam Schiff to testify in the Senate. Now, maybe when he lied to Jim Jordan saying that he doesn't know who the whistleblower is, if Lindsey Graham can get him to go to the Senate and get him to swear in under oath, do you think that they will come after Adam Schiff when he commits perjury under oath? Right. That's it by definition, under oath. That would be interesting. Republicans like Mike Turner have pointed out that neither of the two witnesses would qualify to testify in court since they only have hearsay evidence. But that's not a problem. And we don't have a problem with psychiatrists. They can have their opinion without examining or even meeting a public official. And they don't have to pay attention to the ethics rules of the Psychiatric Association. I want to get back to what I was talking about earlier, Disney, and how they are putting out trigger alerts saying, you know, we're presenting this program as it was originally created, but it may contain outdated cultural depictions. Well, I would suggest that Disney might also warn the families, the parents, this content may also have glorification of the occult and witchcraft. It may also have situational ethics and morality. It may promote gender confusion and intersectional feminism if it's at one of their newer programs. It may also contain racism and bigotry if it's one of their newer programs, and sexism. And all of their programs are going to promote a narcissistic secular worldview. Should you have that kind of a warning for all your Disney garbage that you watch? I think you should. You know, we had a video store at one point in time, my wife and I, when the video stores were releasing their catalog stuff. One of the catalog items that they never would release at Disney was Song of the South. I happen to think that even though it was stories about Uncle Remus, who was a slave, Aesop, was also a slave. He was a Roman slave. You know, they enslaved, they were equal opportunity, they enslaved everybody. You know, actually they did in colonial America too. We had people who were indentured servants. I guess you could call all of us indentured servants today. We're all indentured to the banks, to the college loans, to the home loans, to the car loans, to the tax collectors. Are we any freer than the indentured servants who, you know, borrowed money to come to America and then had to work it off? They eventually got free. We don't ever get free here in America. So, yeah, slavery's gone, but they don't want you to see that kind of slavery. They don't want you to see your debt slavery to the banks and the big corporations. They want you to talk about a slavery that ended 150 years ago. But, you know, going back to Song of the South, it was actually a very beautiful story about a very wise slave. You know, that's the thing about both Aesop's stories, you know, the tortoise and the hare and the fox and the grapes and all that stuff. You know, Aesop was very wise. He understood human nature. You know, you don't have to be rich or powerful to be wise, do you? As a matter of fact, many of the most important things are hidden from the wise, hidden from Disney. They don't get what this world is all about at all. That's why another warning that you should put on the stuff. But they would never put out Song of the South, even though it's got that song Zippity Doo Dah that they play all the time Disneyland, Disney World. I mean, Uncle Remus had a wonderful, positive, happy attitude in spite of his circumstances. That, quite frankly, is a picture of Christianity. And it's a very beautiful story. I guess they could also, they don't own the Little Rascals, or maybe they do. They could certainly buy the Little Rascals, but you can forget the Little Rascals being on there as well. But they never released the Song of the South, even back in the 1980s. They banned that. We had it from a Japanese laser disc, but anyway, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
You know, I've been wanting to talk the last couple of days about Nikki Haley. So let's talk about Nikki Haley. But first, an update about the current status of the White Helmets. You know, the White Helmets there in Syria, the people who started the panic about the gas attack in 2018, as Nikki Haley was trying to get us involved much deeper in the war, she and Theresa May in the UK, furious. Nikki Haley was furious that President Trump wasn't doing more. And remember, Nikki Haley went on that Sunday program, Sunday talk show thing, and said, yeah, we're going to be putting on massive sanctions against Syria. We're going to be doing more and all this other kind of stuff. And then Lawrence Kudlow came out and said, no, she doesn't know what she's talking about. She's misinformed. And she said she's mistaken. She's mistaken. And then she came out and very angrily said, with all due respect. Yeah, no respect whatsoever. With all due respect, I don't make mistakes. Right? And so that's what she calls her book. Not I don't make mistakes, but with all due respect. And she doesn't make mistakes. She's very deliberate about her Machiavellian lies, trying to lie us into war and so forth. But if you remember, they had done a gas attack, an alleged gas attack, every year in spring around the Ides of March. Beware of the Ides of March if you're in Syria. And every one of them has been exposed as a false flag attack and a lie, to try to get us involved more deeply. And she tried very hard, very hard. As a matter of fact, you know, after they'd done it, you know, it's going to be the third time in a row, they decided they would add for good measure the fake poisoning of Skripal and his daughter in the UK. And that also was an obvious lie, obvious lie. They have all these people, you saw all the checkmark media out there showing us all these people in their hazmat suits. And from the very beginning, you can see the hazmat suits and these guys all decked out in these things and massive hazmat suits. And then standing right next to him is a guy with nothing on, nothing on. He didn't have a hazmat suit. He wasn't naked, but he was totally unprotected. And then we find out that a local doctor had worked on Skripal and his daughter for a half hour. Now, they would have been dead if it was nerve gas because the Novichok, what they said to everybody right away, well, that's Novichok. It turned out they hadn't tested it at all. They didn't test it for months. And when they did send it to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the Swiss lab, one of about four or five that are authorized by the OPCW to do those types of tests, they came back and they said, well, it's mostly BZ gas. We did find a small trace of pristine, undegraded Novichok in it. Now, that was their way of telling you it was put there at the last minute because it was 4 months after the attack. 4 months. Pristine, undegraded, however. BZ gas, on the other hand, yeah, there we go. They're testing it, and there's a guy standing in the background. Bunch of people with nothing on, no protection. But anyway, BZ gas gives you the kinds of symptoms that doctor said they had. She thought they'd had an opioid overdose. BZ gas is a industrial chemical that gives you opioid-like symptoms. And she worked on it for a half hour. But, you know, that's why Putin laughed. He said they'd all be dead if it was Novichok. But Nikki Haley tried to sell that really hard. And the White Helmets tried to sell the idea that what had happened in Duma was a gas attack. And now the guy who founded the White Helmets, who happens to be somebody from MI6, he was found dead in Turkey. Isn't that amazing? Just days after he was accused by Russia of being a spy with connections to terrorist groups. Well, yeah, the White Helmets are terrorist groups. And here's the interesting thing. 43-year-old James LaMature was found having fallen to his death. Now, if you've ever looked at the CIA assassination manual, what do they recommend as the preferred means of getting rid of somebody? A fall. Because it has such wonderful plausible deniability. You know, to push somebody off of a cliff or something, off a balcony. It's so much cleaner to do it that way because it's, you know, it's ambiguity. Was it an accident? Was it suicide? I don't know, but it wasn't me. The White Helmets, a roughly 3,000-member non-governmental organization, NGO, formerly known as the Syrian Civil Defense, was established in Turkey in late 2012, just before we started these annual events around the Ides of March. LaMature trained an initial group of 20 Syrians. The group then received funding from his Netherlands-based nonprofit group called Mayday, Mayday Rescue. That, in turn, was funded by grants from the Dutch government, the British government, the Danish and German governments, and especially the U.S. government. The U.S. has provided at least $32 million to the group, about a third of their total funding. And you remember, after the 2008 debacle, the last false flag these guys did, it was the White Helmets reported a doctor who went into the hospital where a lot of people were being treated. It was a massive bombing campaign by the Syrian government. And just like every one of these other false flag attacks, it came at a time and place where the Syrian government was mopping up in a victory. Right. And so then we're supposed to believe that the Syrian government does the one thing that's going to call us in to do that. And so it was such a massive bombing campaign. A lot of people were having respiratory issues from the dust. And as they were treating these people, some of them died from the crumbling buildings around them, not just the buildings falling on them, but they couldn't breathe. And so one of these White Helmets comes in, according to the doctor, and screams and says, "It's gas. It's nerve gas or whatever." And then everybody started panicking. And the doctor related that to a British reporter. And he went around to try to get at the White Helmets' side of it. And they were all gone by that point in time. And everybody that he talked to in the area, he spoke Arabic or native language, whatever it was. And they all told him the same story. It wasn't any gas. But again, $32 million. And President Trump cut the funding to them. After that event happened, it was a third of their funding came through USAID. USAID, you may understand, is a front organization for the CIA. It was the organization that Obama's CIA mother worked for. Remember that? You know, his grandparents, his white grandparents, were some of the founding members of the CIA. They were with the OSS. And then his white mother, our first black president, by the way, he's not black or white. He is 100% CIA. The Obama State Department routed this money through a U.S. contractor called Kenomics, as in chemicals. Kenomics, yes, they got $128 million. Ooh, and at least 38 of that went to the white helmets. So that's how the CIA does it. And now they're working on President Trump himself after he cut funding to their white helmets. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've made a lot of predictions that have come true. But I'm here to tell you, most of those really weren't predictions that came out of a crystal ball. I could see where the globalists were going. I could see what their in-game agenda was, what their goal was. And I knew that when they were setting us up to be deplatformed, that they were really setting the precedent to take everybody off air, to silence everyone, to ban words and names and information on fake whistleblowers so that their false narratives couldn't be opposed. What the globalists really feared was independent media and platforms in the future. It was the model of InfoWars as much as the information that had to be silenced, because they need total information dominance for their outrageous lies and the evil they're pushing to succeed. And that's why keeping InfoWars on the air is now more imperative and more vital than ever. The globalists know that I will never willingly give up. I've said it many times. I will never give in. I will never give up, but I could give out. And it's very, very frustrating to see them committing all their crimes against humanity, to see evil running rampant like this, and to know that most Americans have already been silenced in cyberspace, that most Americans have already been shadow banned by big tech, and to know that most Americans feel powerless and don't realize how much power they have by spreading the word about NewsWars.com, InfoWars.com, and Band.video. And that people are hungry for the truth now more than ever. And that if you tell people, hey, the banned truth they don't want you to have is at InfoWars.com/show and Band.video. So take heart, folks. They've had to censor everybody and shut everybody down because the truth is powerful and they can't beat us fair and square. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them. There's a famous quote by a Marine Corps general in the Korean War when 3 million Chi-Coms had flooded across the border and surrounded the Marines. More than 50 to 1, some estimates have it. But the point is they were outnumbered, and the general was told, "General, we're completely surrounded." He said, "Good, we can attack in all directions." Well, that's the point that InfoWars has reached. And it really is epic. It really is biblical. And we wouldn't have gone this far without all your support. But it's going to become more critical than ever as the censorship becomes complete. And it's not just Americans, but folks all over the world are completely silenced when it comes to speaking the name of a CIA fake whistleblower or exposing a pedophile or speaking out against dangerous vaccines. Because by InfoWars having its own platform, that checkmates the globalists.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Plant the seed in our home, and boys, let it grow where all can see. Feed it with our devotion, boys, call it the Liberty Tree. It's a tall
Liberty
tree.
It's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
We are the sons of liberty. Save it from the storm, boys. liberty, and the sun will always
shine.
Welcome
back. So as we're talking about the guy who was the MI6 founder of the White Helmets, this organization that got a third of their funding from the U.S. government, got a lot of other governments giving them money, staging false flags in Syria, trying to draw us in further. And, of course, who was the chief spokesman or spokeswoman selling those false flags? Well, here in America, it was Nikki Haley. In the UK, it was Theresa May. And remember, at the time that happened, I called the two of them the Valkyrie. The mythological warrior women who decide who lives and dies, according to Norse mythology. And they were going to decide who was going to live or die. They were going to decide which regimes are going to be turned over, which ones weren't. And so, you know, when Nikki Haley comes out with this book, it's absolutely amazing that she would have the gall to call it, with all due respect, because it was back in April 2018 when this whole narrative collapsed on her. She went on CBS's Face the Nation on Sunday. She announced that the U.S. was intending to impose additional sanctions on Russia because they supported and protected Syrian President Assad. And then White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow said she got out ahead of the curve. There might have been some momentary confusion about that. And then she comes out and says, with all due respect, I don't get confused. Well, I think she's a bit confused. Well, I wouldn't actually say that she is confused. I think she knows exactly what she's doing. As I said when we had Hillary Clinton making all of her statements over this weekend, well, a lot of people think that people are just begging me. Many, 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 many people are just begging me to run for office again. Yeah, yeah. Most of them Republicans, Hillary, because we want to see you lose again. But no, she's doing that as she is desperate for power. There is nobody other than Hillary Clinton that is as Machiavellian, as transparently a liar as Nikki Haley. She is a very dangerous person, very dangerous person. And so she came out with her book. And of course, the key thing that everybody is talking about is the fact that she said that people were telling her that she needed to undermine President Trump. Now, she's not going to undermine President Trump. She's going to undermine Vice President Pence, anybody else. Or maybe she's working with Pence to undermine Trump. I don't know. All I can say is President Trump, she's not getting behind you because she supports you. She's getting behind you because she wants to stick the knife in your back. Watch out for this one. Let's play that video clip number one. Where she talked about John Kelly and Rex Tillerson. Here's Nikki Haley selling her book, but really selling her political career, her bid to run for a president. And maybe, you know, just in case President Trump needs somebody to run for vice president, I'm available. Here's Nikki Haley.
Instead of saying that to me, they should have been saying that to the president, not asking me to join them on their sidebar plan. It should have been, go tell the president what your differences are and quit if you don't like what he's doing. But to undermine a president is really a very dangerous thing. And it goes against the Constitution and it goes against what the American people want. And it was offensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if you don't like what the president's doing, you go talk to him. And yet, as many people have pointed out, Nikki Haley didn't go to the president and say, these people are coming after you, President Trump. You know, if she's loyal to President Trump, why didn't she tell him at the time? A lot of people have asked that question. Also, it wasn't just in 2018 when she came out and said, with all due respect, I don't get confused. Well, here's what she did in just August of this year, the end of August. Remember when she put out that really strange tweet? She said, enough of the false rumors. Vice President Pence has been a dear friend of mine for years. He has been a loyal and trustworthy VP to the president, and he has my complete support, which means that he doesn't have her support at all. That's a Nikki Haley language. Machiavellian Nikki Haley. Brutus is an honorable man, no matter what anybody says. You know, if Mark Anthony had a Twitter account, it would look like Nikki Haley's Twitter account. Can you believe this woman? Everybody was saying, what is going on with this? They said, well, you know, it would have been a wonderful statement if there had been any rumors, false or otherwise. But nobody was saying anything at all about that. She's just putting that stuff out there, number one, to remind everybody that she's still around, to try to look important and to keep her hat in the ring, not only for Vice President Pence's job, but, you know, she wants to get the presidency in 2024. She's not going to run against President Trump, but she's trying to, you know, maneuver around the back just in case there's any issues with Pence. Look, I don't trust Pence or Nikki Haley, as I've pointed out many times. Pence was the guy who threw General Flynn under the bus right at the beginning. Remember when they entrapped him and they made those nonsense? You know, here's a guy who, in his high position in the White House, actually talked to a foreign ambassador. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine somebody in the White House talking to a foreign ambassador? No, perish the thought. That must be tampering with the elections. And Pence, so he lied to me. Threw him under the bus. And so I haven't trusted Pence since that point. Many Republicans are saying, why would she not tell President Trump if this is happening? Arthur Schwartz said, when did she tell President Trump? Did she tell President Trump? If not, why didn't she tell President Trump if she's so worried about this? And, of course, the two people who were thrown under the bus for her political posturing did have something to say about it. You had both Rex Tillerson, who I think since he was Secretary of State and she was U.N. ambassador, she was a subordinate to him. And he put her in her place. I'm not any fan of Rex Tillerson, except when he puts Nikki Haley in her place. He said, during my service to our country as Secretary of State, at no time did I, nor to my direct knowledge did anyone else serving along with me, take any actions to undermine the president. My conversations with the president in the privacy of the Oval Office were always candid, frank, and my recommendations were straightforward. Once the president made a decision, we at the State Department undertook our best efforts to implement that decision. Well, that's not actually true. He opposed the president on the Paris Climate Accord, but nevertheless, he goes on to come after Nikki Haley. Ambassador Haley, making sure that you understand that she is under him at the Secretary of State. Ambassador Haley was rarely a participant in my many meetings. Ouch. Oh. And is not in a position to know what I may or may not have said to the president. Oh, boy, that's the money quote right there. That not too many people reported. She was rarely present at any meetings, and she's not in a position to know anything about my conversations with the president. And, you know, when she was saying, Kellyanne Tillerson confided in me that they resisted the president. They weren't being insubordinate. They were trying to save the country. You see what she's doing here? She's putting herself in a position of saying, well, I support President Trump, but also reaching out to other people, reminding them that somebody who was in the loop, that she was, you know, loyal to the president, but, I kind of keep an arm's length to President Trump. I was actually surprised that President Trump tweeted this out. Joe Scarborough's take on this was that she's auditioning for the role of vice president, or I would say auditioning for the role of president coming up. Look, as bad a hiring decisions as President Trump has made with Rex Tillerson, I would say that he's come to grips with that. He understands about Rex Tillerson. What he doesn't understand yet, I think, is just how bad, how evil Nikki Haley is. Yeah. Regardless of what any of the rumors say, I definitely support Vice President Pence. He has all of my respect. Yeah, right. Yeah, with all due respect. With all due respect to President Trump, with all due respect to Vice President Pence. Yeah, absolutely. I find this very suspicious, writes Ryan James Gerdusky. I find this very suspicious given she had no control over foreign policy and Tillerson hated Haley. Yeah, we kind of noticed that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Beto O'Rourke came out dozens of times and said, we're going to confiscate all your semi-automatic rifles. And he got all the other Democrats on the stage, nine others, to agree and said that he was a hero. Think about that. Now, those Democrats have taken all the guns in the cities they control. Their blue cities are literal crap holes covered with needles and with massive drug dealing and incredible levels of violent crime. They know what they're doing. And now the Supreme Court's come out and ruled that gun manufacturers can be sued into oblivion for what criminals do using their firearms. My goodness, ladies and gentlemen, this country's under such incredible attack. But more and more towns and cities are saying they're sanctuaries for the Second Amendment, and they're going to follow the original Bill of Rights and Constitution, and they're not going to help in the confiscation of guns. So you see, a lot of these cities ignore illegal aliens. Well, we could ignore all your unconstitutional laws. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country, and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. A question was once posed to Thomas Jefferson. What is the level of tyranny that a tyrant will take humanity to? How far will they go? What's their limit? And he said it is the limit to which other men and women will submit. The answer is there is no limit to evil. It is a bottomless pit. We've been taught in modern culture and society that evil doesn't exist, or that there's no free will, or there's no devil or the God. But those very same people have all these rules for us about speech and how we can dress and where we can live and what our houses can be like. They just don't want us to have any values so they can run over us. Oxford's banned clapping. Universities in the U.S. have banned 21-gun salutes for veterans. These people are dangerous cult leaders, and it's time to reject them.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Just a quick note, as we are seeing temperatures go very, very low across the nation, because of global warming. In Indianapolis, they have committed to having electric buses, to ferry people around. You know, the government is adamant that they're going to have their control over your transportation system. Nobody really cares about buses. Nobody really cares about the light rail systems here. You see the buses here in Austin, the light rail. You can see it when it goes by. It's always empty. Occasionally, they'll have maybe one person in there besides the driver. And once they become autonomous, then they won't even have the driver. We'll just have giant, empty, electrically driven buses, just circling the city. and they'll be so happy about that. And so, but in Indianapolis, they got a problem because as soon as the temperature went below 50 degrees, and I've talked about this with Eric Peters, talked about the problem that cold weather presents for electric cars and for electric buses. After it got below 50 degrees, the electric buses began to have problems holding a charge. And so the electric buses in Indianapolis, they called them the Indigo. The Red Line, which has got electric buses on it, is now under pressure to keep its promised schedule of buses showing up on time. Well, they may not be showing up on time, but has anybody really noticed? Are they getting complaints, or is this just something that's being reported on by the local paper? As it got below 50 degrees again, they said they would leave the garage fully charged, but then they fell victim to the cold. Isn't that a shame? Their SOC, which stands for state of charge, became too low to complete their route, and they were pulled out of service to be recharged, presumably for the next 24 hours, because that's the other problem. When they don't have a charge, it can take hours and hours and hours. Can you imagine how big the battery must be on these buses and how long it must take for them to do it? They said that they're not aware that this was going to happen, and that, you know, nobody had explained to them that it was going to be hard for electric buses to operate in the cold weather of Indianapolis. Because, you know, it wasn't supposed to be a problem anyway, because we're all getting, you know, we're getting warmer and everything is melting and we're all flooding everywhere, right? As I was talking to Gerald Celente earlier in the program, we're talking about Bloomberg coming in. And of course, a tact that Elizabeth Warren is taking is to attack him because he's a billionaire. And, you know, look, I don't think that, he's part of the technocratic, he's an authoritarian. That's the problem I have with him. I don't have a problem with a billionaire if they leave me alone. This guy, however, is an authoritarian. His favorite program is stop and frisk, and he thinks he made a mistake when he stopped enforcing marijuana prohibition on people who were nonviolent criminals. That's the biggest mistake I ever made, because the only time he ever did anything closely resembling individual liberty or the Constitution. And so she has, Elizabeth Warren is championing, this is what she calls her ultra-millionaire tax. So we've got to make sure that this is against ultra-millionaires. Because, you know, we got millionaires, all these elected officials, they go there broke. You know, they get elected as a community organizer, and in no time at all, they're spending millions of dollars for property on Martha's Vineyard. Property that they say is going to be underwater in no time at all. That's what the Obamas did, right? You know, he's done nothing except be a politician. Now he's a multimillionaire, you know, kind of like Nancy Pelosi and her insider trading and so forth. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. So we have to get angry about the ultra-millionaires, the ultra-millionaires. But this sheer demagoguery, especially because Elizabeth Warren has a her potential administration officials that she's talking about. One of them is a lobbyist. Another one is an executive at Bain Capital. So she doesn't have any problem with these people in reality. She's just a demagogue. But on the other side of the scale, remember that case in Michigan where they came after a man. They took his home because he underpaid his taxes by just $8. See, as Gerald and I were saying, if they really cared about people being exploited, they would reenact the usury laws. They wouldn't allow the banks to get money at 0% interest and then loan it out at 50% interest or the average credit card of 17%. They're going to cap it. You know, they're going to reform things and make sure they can't charge you any more than 36% interest. They used to put people in jail for doing that. Only loan sharks would do that. Now that is standard business procedures. And then, of course, nobody is worse than the government itself if they're going to take your property because you underpaid it by $8.41. They took the entire home. So arguing before the Michigan Supreme Court, attorneys for the county that took made a $25,000 profit because they stole this guy's home for underpaying taxes by $8 said, if you do this ruling for the homeowner, previous homeowner, you will ruin local governments. That'll come right out of the schools, the roads, the firefighters, and other basic services. But the person on the Michigan Supreme Court wasn't buying that argument and said, well, the interpretation you gave me is very dramatic. You're saying that this is going to end schools and counties are going to crumble and society is going to implode? You have a situation here where a person owed $8 and they lost their house? I mean, how is that equitable? And the person said, well, it may sound unfair on the face, but it's also unfair to force those to pay taxes to subsidize those who don't pay their taxes. And again, the judge says, but it was $8. Couldn't have just have been a mistake. And he said, the counties don't want the property. They want the money. Ah, yeah. He could have also quoted Nikki Haley. With all due respect, we don't make mistakes. Later during the same oral arguments, reports Reason, he described the arrangement as just pure government paternalism. It's the same as when I tell my kids, you don't pick up your stuff, it's mine. Well, you know, maybe somebody should tell them that homeowners aren't the children of the government. But they don't view us as their children, quite frankly. They view us as their slaves, as their indentured servants. Yes, the people who want you to have a race war, they want to talk about slavery. And the only slavery they want to talk about was black slavery that ended, black chattel slavery that ended 150 plus years ago with the Civil War. They don't want you to see that you are still under the same kind of slavery that indentured servants were under. And then in California, just to underscore government's relationship to us, California has decided that they are going to essentially end all independent truckers and small businesses. You have to understand that the government doesn't like you to be independent. And so they don't like small businesses, especially because the people who give them big checks are big business. And small business is very much a competition for big business. Even though they're small, they can operate very efficiently. And so they have to be put out of business. So we have a new assembly bill, AB5 in California. It's going to put thousands of owner-operated truckers and other drivers, even people who are driving for Uber and Lyft, it's going to put them out of business. It's not going to allow people to have independent contractors. And again, these people legitimately own their own business. The California Trucking Association said that some amendments could have helped to protect the 70,000 predominantly minority-owned truckers currently operating as independent contractors. Do you care now? Do you care that we have truckers of color? Does that matter? See, we have 136,950 small, locally owned trucking companies. About half of them are minority owned. And you're going to be putting them out of business. And they said it virtually will destroy the independent contractor model for trucking in California. Swift Transportation has already terminated its operator leases in the state, as one individual who has a small trucking company said. He said his company owns its own trucks, but sometimes it uses owner operators for special accounts the company can't handle on its own or during peak volumes. He said this will impact us being able to accept more work. So it puts a cap on it. That's what the big businesses wanted. Most of the companies are pure owner-operated companies that will be destroyed. The owner-operators will have no place to go. A complete disaster. Well, no, actually, no. It's exactly what the government wants. It wants you dependent on them. They'll be there. They'll hand you a check. And if any Christian charities want to help you as you're homeless, they will shut down those Christian charities as well, because you must depend on them. All right, folks, before we leave, I just want to remind you about the Black Friday sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. We have discounts up to 70% off. Survival Shield X-ray Nascent Iodine, 70% off. DNA Force Plus is 50% off. That is a giant savings, because that's a very expensive supplement for us to make and sell. 50% off DNA Force, 50% off of Brain Force Plus, Knockout, our all-natural supplement, VasoBeat, one of our newest supplements, a vasodilator made out of concentrated beet juice. All this and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points. Thanks for listening.